Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time.
I'm George.
I'm Chris.
I'm Allison.
I'd like to welcome our guests, one of them, Allison, who's not rude, and then there's George Hendricks.
To a much lesser extent, George.
Yes, George exactly. And Allison can be seen right now in a one-man, one-woman show of Lady Hawk. They're going to be doing that at the Bug Theater in Denver.
It's in repertoire with the German Mission Impossible.
Oh, man, I got to get to Denver.
Yeah, you get over here, girl. We got rehearsals to do.
Oh, crap. I got to go.
Her part's all on the big screen. You know, it's like FaceTimed in.
So your part's mostly just...
I play the Lady Hawk.
Navarre.
George is not the Lady Hawk. Hello. He didn't have the chops for it.
Or the collarbone.
Or nope. The feathers.
Yeah, those two.
Get it? Because Lady Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bird. Yeah.
Like you know, bird. You know, have you seen Lady Hawk? You know, it's
I don't
not
think she's
a,
seen Lady Hawk.
You know, it's not a play on words. Yeah, she's actually a lady.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Spoilers.
But she's a lady during the day, and he's a wolf at night. A wolf.
A wolf.
Woof.
Is that the movie where she plays Catwoman in? I can't remember if that's the one where she plays Catwoman.
That's Batman Returns.
That'd be bad if she played Catwoman and Lady Hawk, since she'd try to eat herself.
Exactly.
Is that Autovore?
Yeah, exactly.
That's in that German one.
The German Mission Impossible movie, yep.
That's the sequel.
That somehow also stars Tom Cruise.
With two U's.
This minute begins with Tom Cruise looking into my soul and ends with him on top of a mountain walking over toward a missile. So... a lot going on this minute.
It's like your fever dream, isn't it, Jonathan?
Basically, yeah. Looking at this, Tom Cruise staring down the barrel of my missile. Yep.
On the mountain. You're the mountain, aren't you?
Hey, I'm not that
so,
big.
I have a theory or a question to throw out to you guys, given the usage of this song. Are they trying to imply that Tom Cruise's character in Rain Man, after Raymond, or his name is Raymond, but after his brother died because of complications of his mental illness... he went on to join the CIA and then became a secret agent.
There's no other explanation.
So yeah, we're talking about a solid Rain Man, Mission Impossible shared universe.
Yep.
Well, I assume the Cruiserverse is, well, here's what happened. He worked as, he had his brother, and his brother had a severe form of autism.
Yes.
And then he worked for the Navy. And that's where he learned how to become a killing machine. But while he was doing that, he was also a lawyer, and he had this case, and he had to tell people if they could or could not handle truth. And then he went into the IMF.
Question about that. If we're in the Tom Cruise verse, where does Interview with the Vampire fit in? Has he been a vampire this whole time?
Oh, well, he is a vampire, okay. Which is why he can do all this.
Yeah, that's the undertone of this whole... Sorry, the through line of this is he's a vampire.
That's why he's not aged much in the last, like, 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vampire years is only, like, 1 year.
And that part where he sucks on Christian Slater, he actually steals Christian Slater's star power.
And his hair.
At that moment. He's more of a star celebrity vampire. He's able to suck the famous out of you.
And
Christian Slater never did another good movie after that.
I know a couple of... Never mind.
Wait,
nothing.
Not working blue here.
We're very prominent placement of the center tooth in second three.
Yep.
This minute. It's lined up right with his nose and right in front of the camera, and it is very off-putting.
Somebody's going to bring it up every week, I think. Somebody's going to bring up that center tooth every week.
Yep. You have to.
Allison, if you never noticed on Tom Cruise, he has a tooth in the middle. Not two teeth on either side.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Allison, if you go to second three and pause it, it's there in all of its off-kilter glory.
Also, look online at Center Tooth Tom Cruise, and you'll see people have taken pictures and made like a the Da Vinci style like cross-section of his face to show you.
Oh, no. So.
Yeah. See? Unsee that now.
Oh.
It's upsetting.
Ever. Never will happen.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, his teeth are off a little bit.
Mine line up. I'm good.
Yeah, I line up. All good. It's because look at that look he's giving you, though. It's second four. He may be showing you his center tooth, but he's also showing you his soul. He looks directly right down the barrel of the camera, and he's all the smolder. He has turned it on to 11.
Blue steel.
Yep. From this precarious perch... And just pops right up, like, no food, all good. Doesn't need a drink, just that was it. almost died.
I mean, I would at least be popping out a Cliff Bar in celebration at the top.
Or any of that weird gel that people, like those super marathon runners.
Oh, Allison, have you had those Cliff Bars with like the nut butter inside them?
I have.
They're so good.
I love them.
George won't stop talking about his nut butter.
My nut butter is on point.
Unlike this podcast.
No, this podcast meanders like crazy. Sorry about
it's
that.
It's our thing.
We are the center tooth of podcasts.
Yep. That is a good
description. From far away, we like, that looks normal. And then you get out to it and you're like, wait.
Nope.
Oh, what am I looking at here? How on earth do you get back down from this sort of thing?
Yeah, just one ride flies
by. He's got the donkey waiting up there to take him down.
I assume you just give up and die. This is, it's just a dumb hobby. I'm sorry to anybody that climbs. It's a dumb hobby. It's way too much work. Like the point of it is that you accomplish something. I get that. But you get to the top and it's like, well, now I might die on my way down. Here I go. It's distressing.
Well, then even if he does get all the way down to the bottom and survive, the boner he gets from doing that is just going to last for days.
And then in that heat, all this blood has now left his head. So he's going to die.
Yeah.
And he's nowhere near that coffee shop, the Pony Espresso. So
how
he's
do you know?
Die.
It might be at the base.
Oh, it's not at the base. It's near the shaft. It's near the mine shaft. There's a mine shaft. If you measure from the shaft to the base, it's actually quite a long way. It's actually longer than you normally think.
Because it's a grower, not a shower.
Right.
Yeah.
So the movie.
What?
I said, so the movie.
for those of you on Mountain Watch, this is the third mountain we've seen in the past 9 minutes.
I thought we saw the pair. Like, for those of you who don't get the joke, we're making penis metaphors.
No. That joke's good. That's solid. No, I'm explaining that we saw the Paramount logo mountain. We saw the mountain
which is
that
Mount Albert and outside of Denver in the Rockies.
No, that's the second mountain.
What's the first one? The Paramount logo. Oh.
The Paramount logo is the first one.
I thought you were, because you called it like they're crashing to the Paramount logo earlier.
Yes, I did, but that's what I wish had happened. It would have been cooler if they crashed into the Paramount logo. And then we talked about this last week. And then the logo and the stars came out like with a smoldering thing on the mountain. But
the stars are made up of the dead people flying out.
Yeah, they're angels flying into heaven. So this is number three. For those of you counting at home.
They're angels flying into heaven, and then they turn into doves on the way up.
Exactly.
Yeah. So far in this movie, if I look at my tote board, let's see. Looks like we have three mountains and one mustache. We're doing good.
Mount Stash.
Mount Stash. That now that's your Tinder name. Yeah, it's Mount Stash.
I was going to say, that sounds like a Grindr name.
Hmm. Well, there's, you know, the lovely credit for your favorite screenwriter, Jonathan, Robert Towne. He has written this script again.
Robert Towne wrote half of one of my favorite novels ever written, but unfortunately, the stuff that he wrote wasn't as sexy as the stuff that Peter Bartaszczucci, or whatever his name was, who wrote the book.
So I Mission took Impossible. My chalky hand, and I slid it into a crevice, and I pulled myself up a little
Allison,
further.
Allison, in the last movie, there was actually a film adaptation book. Remember back when they used to actually do that?
I do.
That it was right on the edge. So 2000, they did not have – there's no book form of this. The one they did in 96, pretty much they took the exact script and then made it sexy. Some poor bastard rewrote it, and it's much – has a lot more – adjectives. And
then I took my special shoe and stuck it in another hole.
my special little shoe.
I was told size didn't matter. That mountain had told me this.
All right, I am clearly in the wrong line of work, so I'm going to need a time machine
to go back and write erotic mountain fiction for Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah, to write like semi-erotic paperback versions of current blockbuster films.
You should write semi-erotic paperback versions about semi-trucks.
I mean, that's called slash fiction. It exists out there already. You can just go find
it. No, that's
it. I mean,
full erotic, not semi-erotic, please.
This is tasteful.
Oh, yes. Her lips were red like wine, and her bosom heaved like a dead horse in Utah.
I got to think about, so the calluses he must have on his hands and fingers to have made it up this thing, slip and slide and falling and not have just down to the bone on his fingertips.
His hands should be like ripped up, possibly bleeding at this point.
Especially from that jump.
He has corresponding calluses on his dead horse.
George.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's what
George
calls
it. Is.
But if you ask it how old it is, it'll scrape itself across the ground to tell you.
phallic symbols. They shoot this rocket out, by the way. So phallic symbols. They're shooting a rocket at Tom Cruise now.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you trying to get back on track?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing, Christopher?
Christopher, we're talking about horse. We're talking about horse penises. Come on.
I'm done with horse penises.
Oh, wait. Do you need me to scold him? Because my husband's name is Chris, so I'm really good at saying Christopher.
Oh, please do.
You're going to sound like my mother.
Christopher.
Calling me Christopher.
My mom's why is the toilet seat up again?
Christopher.
It's not working.
Do I have to put Cheerios in there to keep you to aim?
Oh, it's working for me. So, yes, Tom Cruise gets up to the top. He stands there for about 4 seconds like, yeah, I did it.
Mm. And yeah, he does.
It's like, I guess I live here now.
I can't be mad at him. Yeah, exactly. He's like,
I'm on Mount Hunt. Mount Ethan Hunt. This is going to be a good place. And then out of nowhere, a helicopter flies up.
Yeah, and this dude like shoots a t-shirt cannon at him.
Not only does he shoot a t-shirt cannon, he points at him like, this is for you.
like he's freaking Babe Ruth, like he's pointing where it's going to go, over there.
Yeah, he's calling his shot, literally.
Yep, and he shoots this really slow missile, like a lawn dart, at Tom Cruise, and it kind of lands next to him. And it's, how much money do you think it costs to come up with this, for lack of a better term, sunglasses conveyance vehicle?
My question is, for as far as our parcel delivery system goes, I mean, you could really kill somebody with that. Yeah. So did they design it just for, you know, for multi-purpose? Like, oh, here's your package. Oh, and also I'm penetrating your sternum.
Well, this is a different guy shooting it. The other guy got let go. He literally skewered some dude. He's like, you were supposed to get in the glasses. I did get in the glasses. No, he's supposed to be alive and be able
to
use
them. You
shot
him in the eye. That's not the same.
I thought we were supposed to shoot it on them. I didn't. My bad.
It's like, no, this is nothing involving doves. This is about sunglasses delivery.
What?
Yeah, he shoots the lawn dart at Tom Cruise at Ethan. And Ethan looks like, this happens to me all the time.
It's like a Mentos commercial. He's like,
we still got a. Yeah, that's exactly the face and vibe we've got right now from Tom Cruise. He's got a very Mentos level. It's like, you should be more upset.
Well, they were. I on the commentary track, John Woo talks about how they were trying to figure out how to make it cool to present the information about the mission, as opposed to doing like a book or a recording or something like that. You know, like they usually do. They wanted it to be something modern and cool, and so they thought of the sunglasses.
So they came up with the Red Bull douchebag FedEx. Which exactly. Is like, hey, bro, I'm in a helicopter. I'm gnarly. I'm ultra radical. I'm going to shoot it at you, and inside is a pair of Oakleys. Yow! Guitar squeal. That's basically what it's so.
It's like the Michael Scott idea of what's cool.
It's for me, it's what Chinese director would think exactly. Americans would find cool.
Yeah.
Like, let's just use these sunglasses. The sunglasses have earphones, and it's super hip.
Like I said, you know, if this was an Asian movie and it was shot by John Woo in Hong Kong, and we watched it as an import, we'd be like, this is the coolest movie ever.
Yeah, be like, do you see how he shot that thing over there?
But because it's in English and it's got Tom Cruise in it, we'd be like, really? You know, but if it was Chow Yun-Fat, we'd be like, oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Well, they'd have Chow Yun-Fat on wires, and as the rocket came by, he would, like, do a flip over it and pull the glasses out of the back.
Exact, in slow motion.
And so it would land in the ground with no glasses, and he'd have them, and he'd go, you're going to put them on.
There'd be like three or four angles of him jumping and flipping over him. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Slow, fast, quick motions, you know? Yeah.
So Mission Impossible 2 remake with Chow Yun-Fat.
Yep.
I'm
surprised Chow Yun-Fat isn't in this. I wish he had been.
See, I like a lot of Hong Kong cinema, but I'm not well-versed in every movie. I guarantee you there is a Mission Impossible. You know, we've seen that Indian version of Mission Impossible where it's almost – Bollywood's the wrong word, but there is an Indian version of Mission Impossible spy movie. This guy has basically superpowers. They've been doing this for years, and it's amazing. If it was over here, it would not fly.
No.
But over there, it's like awesome.
Over there, he does fly.
Over there, he does. He at one point he kicks a helicopter from the ground. He jumps up in the air, and yeah, that sounds cool, doesn't it? But not if you said, "Hey, in Tom Cruise's next movie, he kicks a helicopter." You'd be like,
"That's stupid."
Yeah. That's stupid.
Like, does Michael Bay direct that?
Oh yeah, I want to see that. So, yeah, exactly.
There's definitely a sensibility. We're giving this a pass. Yeah. Is that Chris? I'm trying to get to your you know, your reasoning, your fever dream reasoning of why you like this movie so much. Is that one of the reasons? Is that it's a John Woo film?
So I do forgive it. Ridiculous. I see it as a John Woo film. And it is very much a John Woo film.
So you see it as a good John Woo film, yes. But I see it as a bad ridiculous Mission Impossible. Okay.
Yeah. See, the thing is, his real last name is not Woo. His name came from people going, whew, all right, we'll allow it.
Yeah, his name was John.
Yeah, James.
John, really?
Really?
John.
So take of the app.
Okay, I'm going to come up with some way of saying take of the app.
Tech of the app!
Alexa, stop.
Alexa's going, tech of the app.
She's always the tech of the app. She always comes in and gets all mouthy toward the end here. Well, it's a good place for us to jump out of this helicopter and talk about some of the tech of the app. Here we go.
Tech of the app!
Love that you scream at the end. Chris is so excited. It's because there's a pair of Oakleys are about to show up tomorrow, so he's excited.
Oh yeah.
All right, tech of the app. Let's go, Allison. On the spot.
Okay, I'm actually, because I had another thought about this minute, I'm gonna say his body.
No, please go.
Okay, no, his body still, or at least like he must have like a robot body, because he just climbed up that and his hair is perfect. Like, his hair is gorgeous in this movie.
And all he has is that little chalk bag. He has that little chalk bag of dry shampoo. He's just, of course he looks great.
Coming from a place of awesome hair, you know what? It just does that sometimes.
No, but like, I get that. But he'd be soaking wet from sweat. Like, how is he not? Oh, yeah, like, he would.
No, it's real dry up there in the mountains. You're used to the East Coast humidity. Oh. Up in the mountains, you can sweat like a fiend and it evaporates in seconds.
Yeah, Allison likes to wet climb. It's not the same.
My question is, where's his water bottle? Because that's making me like just feel all sorts of
Maybe really he thinks the water bottle is in the rocket. Maybe that's what he's thinking.
Yeah. I wish he'd gotten up to the top and been like, water bottle. And it's just and then it shows
there's a
back
shot back at the
sitting
bottom.
Down at the bottom at the base. And he's just like, oh, that's a good one. Yep. His hit. Okay. She's still going with his bod. George, did you say, are you
more
saying
like
anything
peck
different?
Of the app.
Peck of the app.
Yep.
Shut up.
Let's see. My tech of the app is going to be the Alexa technology, because I think that she's helpful even if she does start talking in weird times.
That part's not going to be in there, so people are going to think you're
that
crazy.
Makes it even better.
All right. Well, now this explanation will have to stay in there. Alexa went off while we were recording. She gets mad.
You've ruined it. Why you got to spoon feed them? You spoon fed them.
Earlier we were talking about penises. That was also mountains, in case you're wondering.
Yes, really he subtle. Likes to. He's mansplaining the jokes.
Jimsplaining. He's Jimsplaining.
All right, Chris, go for it.
I'm going to go with the rocket launcher.
Yeah, the T-shirt cannon.
Yeah, T-shirt cannon.
T-shirt cannon lawn dart delivery system is awesome. We don't actually know that there are glasses inside of it.
No, yet, Ethan thinks there's water or something inside of it.
Oh, dude, bro. Just send me some bull. Is there some RB in there?
And then they just fly away and they all just give him the finger.
They may have done this commercial. Did they have a commercial where someone that looked like Tom Cruise got to the top of a mountain, a helicopter shows up, shoots it down, and there's a Mountain Dew inside?
Surge.
He, like, opens it and drinks it.
Surge.
There had to be a commercial in 2000, right?
Probably. I don't know. We have to look that up.
If it isn't, we need to make one.
And now that Surge is back out, you can use that instead, because I think that would be a better topic for extreme Surge. Mountain sports. Yeah.
Mm. Or Jolt.
Nah, Jolt's not good. Surge is a better mountain drink.
Surge, the better mountain drink. My tech of the app is also the T-shirt cannon lawn dart delivery system. It's out of nowhere. They could have easily just dropped a note or a box or anything. Or
it would have worked if he had gotten to the top. I guarantee you the first round of the draft was he got to the top and there was the box waiting on him.
Sure.
Yeah, he was like, okay. And then he opens it up and then so on and so forth. But John Woo's like, nope. I need a helicopter.
This won't be the only time I say this, but I have this strange feeling I'm going to compare John Woo Flavortown to what's his face?
Guy Fieri.
Michael Bay?
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Who is the gritty of food show hosts.
He's the human gritty.
He is the human gritty. That's who Guy Fieri is. But yeah, this is what this movie is. It's just like, blam, here's flavor. Blam! Here's a lawn dart. Blam!
Well, if you did bam, you'd be mixing up your Food Network chefs.
Yeah, it'd be Emeril. Yeah.
If I said bam, it would be, what's his face from Futurama?
Emeril.
No, from Futurama, the guy with four arms.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you're making this up.
I'm not. There is an Emeril type character on Futurama, and he uses his spice weasel. I swear,
is that the one like when Bender learns how to cook or is learning to cook?
And uses the ultimate flavor?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I've seen that.
All right, now Allison's back on board.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Okay, you scooped me back up.
All right, great. Well, this is a great place to end. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow for Minute 10 and wrap up this week with George and Allison. Let's go see their play, Bug Theater, Denver, September 30th through Infinity.
So, Lady Hawk, now, where I play Navarre, Allison plays Isabeau, and the Matthew Broderick character in this is played by Ethan Hawk.
Oh.
Okay.
That's weird. Yes.
I thought Dave was doing the understudy on that, Dave Palace.
No, he's running tech. He's running tech of the week.
Is Rob playing that character?
Rob is going to play the bishop.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Right. Music by Cassia.
Yep.
So until tomorrow,
Oscar nominated. You
can, shut up. We've got Twitter, Men Impossible. We've got Facebook, Mission Impossible Force. We got lots of things out there for you to go look at.
Tinder, Grindr.
Tinder, Grindr. Minute Impossible. Minute Impossible. You can find it at .com.
Yeah.
Go to GuyFieri.com and you'll see our website right there.
Oh, I have a much better name for your Tinder or Grindr name, but I can't say it on air.
All right. You can tell me later.
I'll tell you after we stop recording. Sorry, audience.
Well, I can't wait. Then let's stop immediately. I've been Jonathan.
It's too blue for you. I'm George.
I'm Allison.
There she is.
Sorry,
there
somebody just sent me a moth meme I hadn't seen.
Chris, did you say I'm Chris?
I did say I'm Chris a long time ago.
This minute will self-destruct.
Was that your William Shatner? This minute will self-destruct.
This minute will
self-destruct.
It's moth. I'm fine.